This is Pacifica National Board meeting, June 28th. The meeting will begin with a public session, followed by an executive session to discuss confidential personal matters and legal matters. Present today is our executive director, our CFO, and hopefully our foundation counsel for part of the session. The session is supposed to last approximately 1 hour and 35 minutes, and if everything goes well. My name is Sarv Randhawa. I'm the acting chair of the board. Dave Adelson is on leave of absence, temporary leave of absence. He'll be back sometime in July 22nd or after that. Our secretary is Mary Berg. Madam Secretary, would you take the roll call and see if you have quorum?
Dave Adelson. Mary Berg, present. Evelyn Dethune.
Present.
Lydia Brazon. Stacey Bird.
Here.
Lisa Davis.
Present.
Sandra Halpman.
Here.
Ray LaForest. Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
Margaret Prescott. Randhawa.
Here.
Rip, you're here, I see. Rip.
Can't hear you, Mary.
Present.
Let's see. How is this? Is this better? I'm still trying to get with this headset. I don't like it much. Rip is... All right, Sandra Rawline. Rob Robinson.
Here.
Thomas Ruffin. Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Lori Taguma. Don White.
Here.
LaVarne Williams. LaVarne Williams. Michael Wood. I'm sorry? I didn't hear that. Was that LaVarne? Michael Woodson?
Here.
Berthold Reimers? Is there anyone on this call whose name was not called? Will you please announce yourself?
Yes, your attorney.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't get that far. Greg Guma is here, right? Lonnie Hicks?
Oh, here.
And Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Anyone else? Did not get called on. Okay, that's who we have at 8:42 Eastern. For the roll call. Hello?
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have the quorum?
Yes.
Thank you. Next is approval of minutes. I noticed that our secretary, she sent a whole set of minutes today, and I'm not quite so sure if you're ready to approve them. Are they ready for approval, Madam Secretary?
Today?
Yes. Actually, no, I sent them out 2 days ago and then again today. But if some of them have been resent several times. I don't know if people want to approve them now or wait till the in-person meeting or what. But I sent them. I sent all the minutes, the public session in one batch and the executive session in another from all the teleconference meetings that we've had since the beginning of the year. Some, as I say, are resents.
This is LaVarne Williams.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay, the first thing on the item, let me ask first.
Is this Sandra?
Sandra?
Okay.
I'd just like to say that I've joined the call, please.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the agenda as it is.
So moved.
Any objections, Soup? Go ahead.
Second. I will second that.
any changes to the agenda.
I have a procedural question, Sarf.
What is the procedural question?
The personnel committee has a motion, and Lydia and I have a motion. Do we have to report them out now, or do we
no.
do it later?
When we get to that item, we'll see what you have to report at that time.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Oh, thank you, Lydia.
Oh, no, I'm just saying I'm on the call.
Okay.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Good.
All right. Is there? I have written down these committee reports. Is there any committee that you think that would not have anything to say, as that will cut down the time, and we can allocate the time to? Go ahead. Who is that? Somebody's voice is breaking up.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I have a question, although somebody may have been trying to say something before me.
Okay, go ahead, Lisa. If somebody comes in, we'll give them time. Go ahead.
Because I don't know if you just automatically included all the committees that we normally hear from, but I do want to say that the committee to investigate allegations of racism and sexism we did meet, and I mean, we'd have something brief to say, not very long at all.
Okay, so we'll put you on the agenda.
Yeah, so we should start be added to
okay.
the committees.
All right.
Sarv, this is Wendy. The report of the coordinating committee is basically the proposed agenda for the in-person PNB meeting that you guys all have, even though there's already been sort of a request to change part of it. That's really what we've done, and so I'm happy to not give that report if it'll help save time, unless anybody objects.
Well, has everybody read the...
This is Lydia. I would object. I think we do need to go over what's proposed.
Well, isn't that... Okay, I thought that was already an item on the agenda. All right.
Well, it is, but we have to announce
it to the
public.
Wendy, when we get to that item, then whatever you have to report, you can report, and whatever short time it takes, short amount of time, then we'll go with that. Okay. Anybody else? I know in the governance committee, I'm the chair of that committee, and Lydia Brazan is the vice chair, and we don't have a whole lot to report today, and so that will cut some time here, 10 minutes of it, as a matter of fact. But we will have in-person meeting. We'll have things to report there, so we can just take the governance committee 10 minutes off. Anybody else want to take some time off of this agenda? So we'll add racism and sexism. Where is the governance? We can add there racism and sexism. All right? So if any other changes to the agenda?
Move the agenda.
Any objections to adopting the agenda as modified? No objections. The agenda is adopted as modified. Our next item.
How do you mute this phone?
Wendy is good at it. Wendy, what is this? Pound one?
No, I think it's star six.
Star six. Wendy.
Was that Margaret Prescott?
Sounded like it.
No, that was Evelyn.
Oh, okay.
Okay, star six. Try star six, Sandra. Thank you very much. I would like somebody to offer, maybe Sandra. Sandra, can you keep track of the time?
She's muted.
Sandra.
No, I'm not. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Sandra?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear you, Sandra. Can you keep track of time?
I'm sorry, Sarv. I have to decline that responsibility
okay.
tonight. I am working while we're doing this meeting.
I
so
see. Okay.
Please bear
okay.
with me on that.
Who's also very good at keeping time? Who's very particular? Who's not too liberal with the time?
I'll keep the time, Sarv. It's Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
This is the Pacifica.
Thank you, Michael.
Is liberal.
Thank you, Michael. And, okay, so let's go ahead when we start with the
report. Mr. Levine?
Huh? Yes?
This is Lavarne. Just a point of personal privilege. Is our corporate counsel, is he on the call?
Yes,
he's on the call.
Well, this is Lavarne Williams. I'm the treasurer. And I just want to make a statement that I think that...
No statement right now.
This is point of personal privilege. Part of personal privilege. I think that to invite the corporate counsel on the public session of the PNB meeting, I think that due to our increasing cost for legal fees, that it's not a good decision.
Thank you.
And that I think that to invite him to the executive session would be good, but public session, I don't think that's a good decision. May I just finish what I'm saying before you thank me? I'm through. Thank you.
Good.
Good for you.
Our next item on the agenda is ED report.
Mr. Chair, point of information, what was done about the minutes officially? I didn't hear anything.
Minutes? They are not ready to be...
Are people wanting to consider
them
now,
I guess,
or not?
Lavarne started right off the bat.
Who said they weren't ready?
Are they ready to be approved, all of them? They just got sent right now,
while ago. Other time. No, they were sent 2 days ago, so...
Well,
I think the membership, could we have some...
All right.
It would be better to approve them now than wait till we get to L.A.
Is the body ready to approve the minutes?
Oh, come on. No.
It doesn't look like they're ready to approve the minutes. Thank you very much. So we'll move on to the next agenda item, that's ED report. Go ahead, Greg. Give us some what's going on at the network.
All right. Just four items. A higher update, I think you're aware, but I'll say for the stream and those who are listening, that we've hired an interim human resources director, Dominga Estrada. She began working last week, and I think has contact with a number of you already. Also, as of next week, we'll have an administrative assistant replacing Altea Navarro, Christine Niera. Lonnie will also, I think, report about his hire of an internal auditor. I'll let him speak for himself about that. And we have drawn a contract with Rob Robinson concerning digital distribution. And on shows, I reported to you on paper, but just to review very, very briefly, that's been very active in national programming recently. We have the Pride and Resistance 3-hour special on LGBT Pride celebrations. KPFA took the lead on that. Juneteenth program, WPFW took the lead on that. Feed of the House Judiciary hearing on government response to Katrina, Washington, D.C. Bureau took the lead on that. PRA has produced two more From the Vault shows in the last couple of weeks on San Diego Folk Music Festival and War and Peace demonstration at Century City Plaza, 40th anniversary. That was in June 67. Our national U.S. Social Forum coverage began today. That's going to be over the next 4 days, 1 hour a day in English, plus a half hour each in Spanish and French, in association with Amarc and many of the affiliates. Next week, there will be a July 4th special, broadcast at different times and different stations. Obviously, most of these are broadcast at different times and different stations. And the focus of that will be on the Carlin case, which was in which Pacifica played a leading role. KPFT is taking the lead on that. And then we will also have available as of July 6th a special on web radio in general relating to the U.S. Copyright Board's pending new rates. KPFA staff and FSRN are involved in that both. So there's a lot of cooperation going on regarding programming and a lot of programming being produced. Democracy Now!, we had a caucus last week of our own group related to that, and just today I finally was able to connect with Julie Crosby from Democracy Now!, and she suggested that we meet again with her next week on July 5th. I'll be doing an interview with the People Speak, an internet broadcast that reaches a very large audience next week on Monday. And I do want to remind you that you have decisions to make about the PNB meeting, and most of that I've communicated to you through email, some of the decisions you have to make on time and agenda. One thing that's not in there that I just want you to be aware of is that the coordinating committee I believe, is going to recommend that the program directors also be invited to this session. We don't automatically invite them to every PMD session. It is an additional cost to do that. So that would have to be kind of an affirmative decision on the board's part to do that. I think there are some good reasons to do it that I think the committee can speak for itself about, but I wanted to make sure that you were aware that that is also a call you have to make. I'll stop there.
Much? Any questions?
I have a question. This is Thomas.
Go ahead, Thomas.
First of all, Greg, did I understand that you said that a contract has been drawn up to hire Rob for the consultancy, or that he has actually been contracted to serve on the consultancy?
I've been waiting for this question for quite some time. He has been contracted to do this. And I'd like
but
to...
My second question then
I haven't finished...
My second question is what I've already put on the website, so I'd like to ask it, and that is, I remember distinctly that the Licensing and Distribution Task Force had the job, at least preliminarily, of picking the consultant, and that we took that from you because of debate about your preference from Rob and all that debate. How is it that he got the contract, particularly after you announced your intention to bring that about, and after Michael suggested that you go ahead and do that?
Because you are not correct concerning your contention. On the May 18th archives of the meeting, Sharif, should I answer the question or not?
No. The reason is that we have put this item in the executive session.
Well, I think that there's some pieces of that.
Okay, well, this is an executive session.
I understand.
I object to
Greg, I didn't mean to put you on the spot like that. No,
this can be answered in public session because it was discussed in public session, and I will simply quote from the archives of the PMB meeting held in public session on May 18th and on June 8th, and anyone who wants to can listen to them.
Okay.
I asked on May 18th who would make the decision on the hire, and it was said at that meeting that that obviously I was going to make the decision. Lydia at that time asked for an update at the next meeting. On June 18th, I reported that Rob's application was the superior one and that it was my intention to negotiate the agreement with him. In my printed report, and I quote, which is also a public document, is my intention that Rob's application is clear as superior, and my intention is to develop and sign a consulting contract with him this month. And so I reported that to the board. Nothing was said at either.
I've made an immediate response.
Excuse me, you're interrupting. Mr. Ruffin, Director Ruffin, you are interrupting the executive director.
Hold it.
Thank you.
Hold
if
it.
You
please,
don't like
everybody,
the response,
please,
the response
please
is not to
it.
Cut a person
Greg,
off. That is very
Greg,
impolite.
Please hold it for a second. Hold it for a second.
Sorry.
There is a reason I tried to put that in executive session because sometimes there's a lot of personnel kind of rhetoric that goes on and it involves individuals. At
everything
a different
I said
level.
Is
so
all
I'll
in
ask,
public information.
I ask, I have our foundation counsel, and I want to get his opinion on it a little bit and see what he thinks of it. Should we be discussing that in a public session? And I ask Dan.
Sure.
Dan
Mr.
Siegel,
Chair,
are you there?
Point of personal privilege. Mr. Chair,
I
have a point of personal privilege. Excuse me. I have a point of personal privilege before you consult with our
counsel. What is your personal
privilege?
What is your
my point of personal privilege is that you allowed Director Ruffin to complete his whole statement, and
that's
you did not interrupt him.
That's not
and
a
then,
point of personal
excuse
privilege.
Me, excuse me, when our executive
privilege.
Director tried to respond,
to bathroom,
that's when you tried to muffle, and that
if
is inappropriate.
To bathroom, that's a personal
point of
privilege.
Information.
Making statements, that's not a personal privilege. Dan
I have a point of order,
me,
Mr. Chair.
Give me your opinion on this.
Mary Berg, I have a point
just
of order.
Just wait a second. Hold it, Mary.
I have a point of order, Mr.
Dan Siegel? Dan?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Could you tell me why we should put this kind of an item in the executive session, and what are the consequences of putting that in a public session where people's characters could be impugned or whatever else?
Well, Mr. Chair, my opinion is that as the chair, it's within your prerogative to place a matter in executive session if you, in your judgment, reach the conclusion that the matter implicates personnel matters that should be kept confidential. Since that is your privilege and within your rights as chair, I think you can do that. And if your decision is challenged, then the procedure to do that is to move to overrule the chair.
I move to overrule the chair.
Is there any...
Mr. Chair, I had a point of order, Mayor Berg.
Dan?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Dan Siegel?
I believe that a point of order has to be taken, please.
Dan Siegel?
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I ask you the third time. I have a point of order at this point, and I think a point of order needs to be recognized.
There is no motion here.
I have a point of order.
I did not make a motion.
I have a point of order that I asked before Dan spoke. I was not acknowledged. I would like to be before we go any further with this meeting.
Well,
it's quite short, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Let's discuss this matter here in public then.
The point of order is that I request that we follow Robert's rules and no one, including the chair, no one at all, interrupts anyone at all with any points of order or other points until the person has come to the end of their sentence.
Thank you.
I believe, is a part of Robert's, and I would call on the chair to adhere to it, both for himself and for every other member regarding anything that is proceeding. It is very difficult to understand anything over the phone when several people interrupt this way. I would like the chair to put a stop to it for himself and for all the rest of us. That's my point of order.
Thank you.
Timekeeper.
Okay.
10 minutes.
10 minutes up.
I move to extend so that we can hear Greg's comments.
And
I move to extend by 10 minutes so that we can hear the rest of Greg's comments and respond to them.
Motion to extend time for 10 minutes. Any second? No second.
This is Lydia. I second.
Not second.
Time to extend time for 10 minutes. Is any objection to that?
This is Sandra. I object.
Okay. Go ahead, then. Mary, just take a roll call and see where we stand.
All right. Who moved the time, the extension, please?
Thomas.
And I seconded. I have another question.
Okay.
I mean Lydia, sorry.
and you seconded, right?
Lydia seconded, yes.
Right. All right.
Greg, time.
Evelyn Bethune.
We have to vote to extend time.
Barb says we do because Sandra Rawline objects.
Sandra objects to extending time.
Point of order. Please go on with
the vote. We're voting to extend time.
Evelyn, but yes, 10 minutes.
Could I request
all
those people, everyone who is expert in Robert's rules, please observe them.
I heard Evelyn's vote. Thank you, Evelyn. Lydia Brazon?
Yes. Yes to extend time.
Yes. A.C. Byrd?
No.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Chandra Halpman?
No.
Ray LaForest?
No.
You said no?
You are voting no.
Okay. I recorded your vote as a no, Ray.
That's correct, or is it we don't want to have this stuff come out in the public sector?
So, but who's that? Who's that?
Ambrose Lane? Ambrose Lane, please? Okay. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott, are you present? Rip Robbins? Rip.
I abstain.
Sandra Rawline?
No.
Rob Robinson?
I abstain.
Thomas Ruffin?
Yes.
Wendy Schrill? Wendy. I'll come back to Wendy.
I'm so sorry. Yes.
Okay.
I was muted.
Well, yes, please unmute, because I can't ask you very many times. Lori Taguma? Present. Don White? Don.
Don White, no.
LaVarne Williams? LaVarne, you've got to unmute.
Just a second. It's a new phone. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
Michael
great.
Woodson?
Michael Woodson, no.
Okay. Berthold Reimers, are you on the call? Mary Berg says yes. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
I'm going to change my vote, Mary, when you're finished.
All right. Let me see. Okay. That's okay. But you're changing your vote to yes? What?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone on this call who I didn't call on? Okay. We have one, two, three, four, five, eight, yes.
Thomas said that we're extending time so that we can hear Greg's reply.
That's correct. We're extending time so that we can hear Greg's reply. One.
And respond to him.
Two. We didn't vote for that. Three.
That's what my motion
was. I have four.
Please.
So, Mr. Chair, we have eight yes, four no. I believe that passes.
Talk the whole 10 minutes.
Point of clarification. Wasn't that just...
That two-thirds?
That was not the motion.
We don't need two-thirds.
And tie?
No.
Point of clarification. When I seconded the motion, it was to extend by 10 minutes. It was not qualified for its purpose, although I fully expect to hear Greg, but I had a question, which was why I seconded.
My motion was to extend time so that Greg could finish his remarks and we could respond.
Well, I didn't. Actually.
All right, just a second.
It's all good.
All those who are in favor of Robert's rules, please observe them. And that applies to everybody.
It's not going to work all night, so
all right.
Thank you.
Okay, time is extended for 10 minutes.
Starting now.
Go ahead.
Come on.
It is starting now.
So what? Who was on the stack?
Greg was going to speak.
Greg, go ahead, Greg.
After that, I want to be on the stack for a separate question.
And Wendy, please.
Could somebody make a stack? Bob Lederer, could you make a stack?
Okay.
So Lydia and Wendy.
Okay.
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah. Well, first, to Thomas's point, I find no record of a motion at any board meeting that I've attended concerning a change in the procedure for hiring. There's been discussion off and on about this, but no decision made. I asked on April 18th, on May 8th, excuse me, what should be done about it, and the discussion there was that it was assumed that I would be doing this. I reported out my intention on June 8th. There was no objection. I reported it in writing and on the and at the call, and there was no discussion of that at that time. So as far as I know, that remains the procedure. You do have to deal with the conflict of interest motion that is going to come before you. That's a separate matter, and I believe Rob may have something to say about that himself. But as far as I know, there's been no change in the normal procedure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bob, who's next?
It's Lydia and then Wendy.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I remember things. Yes, I remember things the same way as Greg. I thought at the end of the meeting we did authorize both Greg and Dave to proceed with posting the job and so forth. However, I had a separate question. Greg, on the administrative assistant, was that a temporary or a permanent hire?
No, that's a permanent hire now. We had a temp for a month who ends tomorrow, and this was a permanent hire. We interviewed quite a few people, and the judgment call was frankly made primarily by Lonnie because it really affects him most, the finance staff, and we're very happy with the choice. She starts on the 5th of July.
And what was her name? I'm sorry.
Her name is Christine Niera.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Thanks. I'm not muted, right? You can hear me?
Correct.
I was just going to speak to the idea that this is an important announcement to make in public session. The whole digital distribution thing is integral to the progress of the Pacifica Foundation. We had some people throughout the network who were concerned about this hire, and we owe it to them to fill them in that a decision has been made and we're going to move on and bring Pacifica into the 21st century. So I would just, that was my argument, that it's really important to let people know that a decision has been made so we can move forward.
Anyone else?
I want to be on the staff when it's appropriate.
Go ahead, Thomas.
I didn't quite understand what May 8th meeting Greg was talking about. I guess he was talking about a meeting of our board. But I remember distinctly stating, as soon as I saw Greg's statement about being interested in starting an interest in hiring the person who would serve on the consultancy, saying that there was a problem with that and that was set aside. I didn't know the exact name, the Licensing and Distribution Task Force, but I've cited a task force that was dealing with the distribution, the digital distribution, and that task force would make the preliminary hiring decision. And I remember that we actually had the discussion. We had the discussion with Greg present, if I'm not mistaken, and we did. And I remember Bob actually making an argument about that concern. And I'm not going to try to restate the argument that Bob made, but it was more along the lines of our having concerns with the way Greg had handled the issue beforehand, so we certainly would not allow him to do this. And so in my mind, we decided against it, but this is one thing that's of importance to me. If we didn't, and if Greg pushed through to make this hire, notwithstanding an explicit statement from me that that would be inappropriate, and Bob's argument in our board meeting that that was inappropriate, he did so without bringing it back to our attention to politely inform us that, look, I remember, Bob, you making this statement, and Thomas, you've been explicitly putting this in the emails to all of us. Let's have a talk because I intend to do this, notwithstanding your concerns. If he's going to do that, that seems to me to be a disregard for the concerns of the board, and I'm troubled by it. So first of all, I say he didn't have the authority because we took that from him. But if I'm wrong, I apologize, Greg, but I think it's inappropriate for you to try to rush through a decision like that, knowing that there was dispute about that authority.
Rip Robbins here.
Thank you. Go ahead, Rip.
Yes. What I'd like to say to Greg... Greg, I represent a lot of affiliate radio stations. We know that there's 40 to 50 affiliate stations that are carrying a lot of the programming that Pacifica is developing. And I'm really pleased with the way things have been growing since the time I was elected to be on the board a year ago. And I think you've exhibited leadership in helping the foundation produce national programming. And with the hire of the National Programming Coordinator and writing that job description, I think that Pacifica is really living out its mission. And I'm really glad that my station's part of it. And I just wonder if you had anything to say now about some ideas that you would have on how Pacifica fulfills that role with affiliate stations.
Well, I think that the report you got in April was a sign when the program directors came and reported, and I think what's happened the last 2 months kind of bears out their willingness to collaborate. We have some issues to resolve. One of them is financial, because we have an informal, unwritten procedure for handling national specials and the financing of them, and that's not totally resolved. There's a kind of a three-station rule for cost-sharing, and I think that we'll reach the limit of cooperation at some point, and we need to resolve that. That may require a policy on the board's level as to how you want to handle the financing of national programming if we want what's happened to continue. So that's just something for you to look at. And then the other part is that if you want to go beyond specials, which are great, to some kind of ongoing programming in the future, that's going to be a much more complicated issue, because the kind of cooperation we're getting is going to be more difficult to achieve, and it's going to involve other layers of decision, the programming committee and others, to be involved. We're beginning to discuss possibilities for that for 2008 around election year programming, possible partnership with FSTV. But I don't think that we're going to get there necessarily with the current arrangement, because the voluntary ethic only will take us so far. And so we come back to the question of to what extent, are we going to say that certain things will be done nationally. I don't even want to use the word must carry, but at some point we're going to come back to this issue if we want to sustain national programming over the long haul. And I think it's promising, but I don't think the problems are resolved totally.
Mr. Chair,
John White,
a quick follow-up.
Michael, how much time
we got? 1 minute.
1 minute?
I just have a very, very quick follow-up, and that is, Greg, you know that in all the productions that are occurring right now that we have secured all of the rights so that we would have the future ability to distribute these programs?
Yeah, these are all, these are all done through through staff and all original programming. There are no rights issues as far as I understand. The one question I have is about talent releases, which is an issue throughout the network. I believe that in the case of, the U.S. Social Forum, that we're getting those kind of releases, but I'm not certain in every single program that we do that we have talent releases. I don't think that's going to be a problem for the distribution of these programs, but down the line we're going to have to address that just as we do licensing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Time is up.
Move the agenda.
We move to CFO report. Our CFO is Lonnie Hicks. Lonnie? Tell us, have we got any money to do all the things?
No. I'll be brief. I just want to report in four areas.
Okay.
The first one is how we did on our last drive. We still have one station in drive. But for the most part, the drives are more or less over, although there's still some drive days left. The drives have not gone as well as we would have liked. WBAI came in at $637,000 on a $900 goal. KPFA, drive goals missed by anywhere from $100,000 to $120,000. K might hit the target. They're still working at it. T went over by about $20,000. The DC WPFW missed by about $40,000. And that's still very good. These are difficult times, and as you know, revenue in the whole public radio arena is going down. This is the third year where that's been the trend. The bottom line on the drives are we missed in this drive by $423,000. What that means, and we're talking about programming, is that it's an instant reduction in the amount of money that we have to work with this year, not only for the stations, but for the national office and the programming we're discussing. That's an $84,000 reduction in budget, and we're scrambling right now to see how to find those funds between now and the end of the year. But that's this year. Sometimes stations in the summer can recoup some of those drive goes. They look for website revenue. They look for off-air revenue, major donor revenue, to try to make it up between now and the end of September. So we will see. Moving on, FYO8 budgets are in process. We have first draft for most stations on those budgets, and we're beginning to see what the outlines of next fiscal year will look like. Again, it's tough going. I think that at least three or four out of our stations are looking in order to balance their budgets, even half a month. Board guidelines require each station to have 1 month as part of their year-end production. It doesn't look like most stations are going to be able to do that. Right now, as we are still doing draft budgets, most stations will have half a month rather than the full month. That may change, but I don't think so. I will see. Never can tell. Maybe stations will get large gifts between now and September. Anything can happen. But FYO8 at this point will, for most stations, require some mild cuts in the area of $50,000 to $100,000. And they are looking. On the good news side, working with WPFW on its 30th anniversary, they were planning to do one to celebrate their anniversary. We can't say that most stations' anniversary is coming up in the next 5 years. And the idea that we're working with now is to have an annual Pacifica-wide fundraiser dinner, Justice Award dinner, that would involve a different station each year over the next 5 years and raise money. And the idea is to raise money and to do it in a way that the stations help and participate in a national broadcast. In this case, WPFW would be the host station on December 15th, and each other participating unit would hold a simultaneous major donor dinner. And awards would be given to folks who had demonstrated over the year peace and justice contributions in the community. So there would be national awardees as well as local awardees. And we had, KPFA has led the way. They've been doing peace and justice awards for 3 or 4 years, and they've worked fairly well. So we're looking to see what a national rollout might look like. And these are items that we're looking to put into FYO8's budget, and it turns out that it's very feasible to do it. But anyway, Albert, that will come as a part of the budget process for FYO8. Third item is I have proposed to the OC group that Pacifica look to creating its own programming company. That is to say, a permanent feature of our budget would be a production capable of putting on this programming rather than doing it on an intermittent basis. A permanent group with a budget that will be able to do production of 13-week shows. We've done that before. And I think it's time to institutionalize it. And my preliminary numbers show we could, with station participation, I'll do it for not much more money than we're spending now. But it would be our product. It would be Pacifica's product. There wouldn't be any copyright issues, royalty issues either. And we need a high-quality national show with permanent production capability that would give us a book-in to our other show and one a book-in to Democracy Now! Another issue is financial policy annual nearing its completion. We've been working on it for months now. The auditor has weighed in with his comments, business managers, finance committee, audit committee, and I will be publishing that by Friday or Monday. And we've been looking at several drafts. And it does cover financial policy across all stations, although there will be some differences. It covers travel policies. It covers petty cash, disbursements, revenue. There's an awful lot. And it will come to the board as soon as finance and audit finish their review. It's about 25, 26 pages long. We have hired a new internal auditor who's coming on board July 9th. That will be Stephen Chin, replacing Alvin Yip. Alvin, as most of you know, did a wonderful job, and I think Stephen will do an equally superior job for us. That would be the major highlights. Summary? My summary is that we are entering difficult financial times. There's no way to sugarcoat the message. And that we will have to look to reductions in costs. I've been saying it. Well, we're here. We're trying to offset that with revenue production activities. As you know, the board did approve an RFP process where people with revenue-producing ideas could step forth and those ideas be given seed money to look to making them come to fruition. But I think that there are two themes. The two themes are we must look to offset revenue ideas, and we must be aware that our expenses are too high for our current configuration. And that inevitably, in 08, expenses will be reduced. The budgets are clearly doing that now. We're struggling with how to do that in the best possible way.
Thank you, Michael.
Yes, Michael.
Thank Please you. Not interrupt the speakers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I realized I interrupted. I'm sorry, Lonnie.
Anyway, those are the two things. Revenue plus expense reductions are what we're going to be going through for the next 2 years. And we have some ideas, need more. And if anyone does have ways to raise funds, it will be more than welcome at the station or the national level. Meantime, we are in cutback mode. That's it for me. That's the summary.
I have time and not a question.
Michael, how much time we have left?
I had a question, and we're out of time.
Michael, how much time we have left?
Zero.
I had a question, and we're out of time.
Oh, we are out of time. Okay.
We need to extend by 10 minutes.
Okay. Second. 10 minutes?
I second it.
Any objection to extending time for 10 minutes? If not, go ahead, Michael.
Right. Lonnie, I was looking at the schedule, and I think the, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the drafts from the stations are due on June 1st, and that your office is to turn them back on July 1st. Is that right? How are we doing with that, and could you give us an update on each individual station if it doesn't take too long? Thank you.
You're right. We're behind schedule on the draft. I've had at least two meetings with all the stations. And I do have in-hand drafts for most of the stations. There are stages of readiness. WBAI, we're finishing up the draft for them Friday, Monday. KTFA's draft budget is done. KTFK's budget is done. We're waiting for some spreadsheet items to be entered into the budget. DC's budget, we're finishing up next week, although we know what has to be done. So all the budgets have been what I call the large items have been identified in the task. So I think that I can report out a week late, but I'll have all the draft budgets by after the 4th of July holiday. So we're a week behind.
Thank you.
LaVarne.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
Thank you. Lonnie, thanks for the report. I was just curious about when you reported on WBAI's fundraising, and you had said they raised about $637. You said their target was how much, $950 or $900?
$900 is what they had on paper.
That's curious because I think that what we had seen and what we'd reported in the Finance Committee was that it was $950,000. Goal, and they made the $637, which was the shortfall is over $300,000. So maybe you can check that.
Yeah, I'll check it, but I checked the budget too. I'll double check it just to be sure. But
yeah, because to drift it down is not a successful. To say it's lower is not to say it's not a solution to the shortfall.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
I don't think it's right to just say somebody said that something was lower. He said he would check about it, because I heard the $900,000 as well. So it's not like somebody's deliberately trying to do that, and I don't think it should be framed like that.
Thank you.
That's not what he said.
Point of personal privilege. This is LeBron Williams. I'm the treasurer, and we have finance committee meetings, and this has been reported in there. And for the director to insinuate that there is some agenda on this is totally inappropriate. I asked the question based on what we had the information we'd received in the finance committee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I looked it up while we were talking. The third, the first two drives are 950, but the third one is 900.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Thank you very much.
And I
do accept
thank
your apology.
Who's
thank back? You, Lonnie. I didn't apologize if you were talking
that's
to me.
Okay.
That's apparent. Thank you.
Please. Who's next?
Rip Robbins.
I'd like to be on the stack, Sarve.
Bob, would you keep the stack, please?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
I'd like to be on, too. This is Thomas.
Go ahead, Rip
Robbins. Lonnie, yes, thank you very much for the report. I was very interested in some of your fundraising ideas, and the one where you mentioned about the forming a production company. Did you come up with that idea based on reviewing production cost of Pacifica Specials, and could you just give me briefly what criteria you were looking at for that, and also are other folks in the loop, in the discussion with that, or what are you asking us to do with that?
It came up as I was looking at the budget around national programming and the special. And what's changed is we have a national program coordinator now. And my thought is to take national programming special, which we have done sort of on an ad hoc basis, of course, working with the station. By doing it almost program by program. And it came about, a second part of it was we realized that with Democracy Now! We need a national show. And to do that, we have to have the structure to build it. And that is a production company became an idea of how to get that done. Without necessarily spending more money, but committing ourselves to it. We had done it, I think. Greg had instituted that some time ago with 13-week shows. We can do two or three. But I think it's time to have a permanent structure where we're committed to programming, increase the quality, and I did bring it up with the general managers and the OC group a week ago or so. And I think that we need to do it, I'm not seeing it as a huge budget impact, and we can get it more organized, commit ourselves to a schedule over the year, and look to increase that quality and 13-week segments. And if it didn't work, fine. But it wouldn't be permanent, of course, over the whole year, but it would be in 13-week segments. But it's time to put structure to our programming on the national level and admit that's what we're doing. We're doing national programming. We need to have structure and make sure our budget is in place to get it done in an organized way.
So, Lonnie, you said you brought it to OC. As a board, how would we see progress on this? What steps do you see this taking? And maybe the ED could comment on that. I'd like to see how progress would take place in this.
Well, it would go into the budget. And we would budgetize it, separate out the budget, in this case for the national program, and then get input from the general managers and producers around the network and from the national program coordinator about what schedule of shows, 2 13-week segments might be, and begin that work. It would come to the board as a national programming programming and then it any other.
Could please somebody mute their telephone? Thank you.
Mr. Chair, can I be on the staff?
Bob?
Yeah, next is Wendy, and then Lisa, and myself.
Go ahead, Wendy.
This is Thomas. I asked to be on the staff, too.
Okay, so Wendy, Thomas, Lisa.
Please mute your telephone. Wendy, would you check whose telephone is causing this problem?
Put his phone on his phone.
It's gone away for the time being.
It doesn't happen when Otis talks.
Right. Let's see what happens with Wendy. Go ahead, Wendy. It got worse.
I have tried unmuting and muting it, and it doesn't seem to be me. So, can you guys hear me now?
Now we can.
Yeah, let me, all I wanted to say was that, Lonnie, thank you so much, Lonnie, and I appreciate these pressing things that are happening with this last, most recent drive. It's disturbing when even KPFK is having trouble meeting their goals, and so we all need to really pay attention. You know, I don't think it matters much if it's 300,000 or 200,000 or 400,000 at BAI. It's a serious problem, and so I thank everybody for talking about this. I wanted to say that you said that KPFT went over by $20,000, and I wish that were true. We did actually go over by 9,000 due to an amazing flurry by Democracy Now! On the last day. That show does not usually raise $24,000 in one program, and it was sort of interesting the way that went. But either way, I just wanted just to correct that because I wish we went over by 20,000, but we really actually went over by 9,000.
Okay. Will there be more coming in?
I don't think so. I think that was after all the more coming in. I think that was actually the final number, because by now it's been several weeks, and that was what we just got yesterday for our LSB meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's next on the agenda?
Lonnie, you were talking about the fundraiser, the gala that's planned for D.C. And in D.C., with the gala's task force, there's been a lot of discussion and basically an informal adoption of the idea that the money that's brought in on this, the profits from this, would be dedicated towards a capital campaign or capital fund for WPFW. And it seemed to me that if that was so, if we really wanted to do that, we should make a proposal to the national board, at the least, for that to be adopted. And also, we should try to set up with you and perhaps with the national board some sort of mechanism to ensure that funds, or capital funds of that kind, would be set aside within the total treasury of Pacifica. Would that make sense? What I'm saying making sense, or is that already provided for?
Well, we've had capital campaigns before, and they are, by definition, restricted funds. To be only used for the stated purpose, in this case, capital campaign for W to get a new building. So those funds would automatically be placed in a separate bank account and accounted for that way. As a budget item, it will come through the current 08 budget process that we're looking at, and it will go through your board, and it would go through finance, and ultimately to the board itself. So I think our bases are covered, and at that time people sort of can look over the premises and the assumptions. But I think when I did the spreadsheets on it, they could break even with 250 people in attendance paying a $100 plate dinner. And that's good. That's low. They can definitely get 250 people. I've done a lot of these things. But what I'm more excited about is having all the stations participate, and they're enthusiastic. Kay will participate. I will participate. The only station I haven't really gotten down to details about is KPFT, but they see the opportunity to have a major donor dinner at the same time the national event is going on. Right now, the names that are being bandied about are Michael Moore and John Conyers and even Barack Obama. Local awards to people who have done outstanding work in the community, and some of the folks and the awardees that may have not included people like Barbara Lee and Ron Dellum. I think I see it as much as a fundraising campaign as a wonderful opportunity to bring the Pacifica community together inside national publicity framework. And I think that publicity, that ability to draw attention and draw people's interest to us, is precious. Because it could pay
Does
off.
The capital portion have to be adopted by the national board, or are we just go on and do this?
Uh,
time. I'm sorry. The time is over by 2 minutes.
All right.
No, it would not. It's not a fundraising activity.
All right.
It would be examined and said it would be for anybody. See if the budget makes sense and how much.
Thank
they'll be vetted that way.